Live from America's finest city, this is Real Talk San Diego on ESPN 1700.
Welcome, happy Thursday, ESPN 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour here with your host, Ryan White. We are honored to have with us today, and check my math here, Marguerite, I believe it to be 5-time repeat offender.
Oh, yeah.
At least 5. I mean, it's a lot.
I hope it'll be a lot more.
All right. Okay. So the pressure's on. She's got no excuse. So she is a certified trust and financial California licensed professional fiduciary, co-author of Ethics for Trustees, a guideline for all who serve as trustee, the host, and really what we're going to be talking most about today, host of Estate Planning 101, and maybe just recently added to your resume, TV star as well. I mean, I know it was recent, but was that the first time?
Actually, it wasn't my first TV appearance, but it's been my best TV appearance.
Your best
so
TV
far.
Appearance.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. CBS 8, thank you. Shout out to Megan and her team. Thank you so much for making it so good.
So TV star as well. Add that again to the resume.
Yes.
Okay. Also with us, Adam Sherry. He is an attorney. He is an estate planning attorney with Anderson Yoakum. Their website is Anderson Yoakum. YOCUM.com. And, well, Adam, you grew up here in town. I look at your resume here. You went to UCSD as well, mm-hmm. right here locally, and then UCLA also. First time on the show.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Happy to be here. And we will definitely have you back. So the general concept here is, well, I think Marguerite said this best, and you say this almost every time you're on the show, so please correct me. If you have a body, you need to have a plan.
Correct.
Correct. Did I get it right?
Yes. Ding, okay. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. Excellent. So what does that mean to have a plan? Well, in this case, we're talking about an estate plan. And that is the general idea behind Estate Planning 101. And the website there is estateplanning101.org. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right.
Okay, Marguerite, tell us what Estate Planning 101 does. And we get it. It's a website, of course. There's a course. Let's dive into the course material, and then we'll kind of get back as far as why someone needs an estate plan. But you've got 4 sessions, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's get into that.
So the reason that people need to attend Estate Planning 101 is really because a lot of us don't understand our own estate plan. Like, we might have even signed documents, but we don't really understand what they do for us. And we haven't really given it enough thought to make a plan that would really work for ourselves and for our families. So what we've done is we've started with quality of life. That's class number 1. We actually talk about activities of daily living. We have a geriatric care manager that comes and talks to us about the cost. What would it cost for you to stay in your home no matter what? And a lot of us assume that our estate plan is only about death. What happens to my money and my stuff after I die? And what we teach and what is true is that you very well may need your estate plan to go into action for you while you are alive because you've become incapacitated. So that first class, we talk about some of the realities of receiving care in San Diego. And everyone needs to understand because they may choose to help their parents rather than have their parents spend the inheritance on care. We want to be informed. We want to be able to make an informed decision as a family. When we get to class 2, we're talking about the Advanced Healthcare Directives, the actual document that gives someone else the power to make decisions on your behalf if you cannot communicate or you cannot make that decision. By the time we get to the other classes, and you can see all this on the website, estateplanning101.org. It is a strictly charity-sponsored program, and we do not do sales at this program.
Let me step back just a little bit and let's talk about, and I mentioned, so there's 8 classes, two per day, 4 different sessions, and we will break that down further. But really the important part that you hit on here is when people think about an estate plan in a traditional sense, it's my opinion people think about it as something that kicks in once they pass.
Right.
But you have a whole different idea on this. It's while you're alive. The estate plan is now.
Right. I've been serving as a trustee and executor for over 12 years. And in my experience, people need some kind of help at the end of their lives. They might need someone to really make decisions on their behalf. They might just need someone just to pay the bills and take their direction. We're all a little bit different. But you have to expect, statistically, each of us is going to need some kind of assistance at some point. So you have to develop a trusting relationship with someone who can be responsible and put your interests and your needs first.
Right. And the idea of putting this off, right, getting the plan in place, and a lot of people are, I have to assume you guys experience this all the time, putting off, you know, procrastination on that because I'm not going to die tomorrow. Right. That's I'm not going to die tomorrow. But when you really think about the fact that the estate plan is really for while you're alive, that's a whole different mindset to take. And another reason, I guess, to show up is you have how many hours is this?
It's 12 hours 12 of education. Hours. And we do it in such a way that you get a chance to process your feelings, process your own story, understand the facts and really build on that foundation. But I want to add something to what you said. I want everyone listening to consider for a moment that you, not your friends, not your family, you may be in a hospital bed at some point and you might live to be over 100 years old. You know, I'm serving a 100-year-old client right now.
Right. You just told us about that.
And it's remarkable how much money she has saved, her frugal lifestyle, the way that she's prepared for this time, but she still doesn't consider it the rainy day. It's still not okay to spend the money.
It's not the rainy day yet. Huh?
You know, okay. So I get it. And it's important that as you plan for your future, that you think about where would you want to be? If you were 95 years old, baby, where would you want to be?
Want to be at home.
Okay, so you want to be able to prepare for that. You want to choose it, but it's not enough to just tell people that I want to stay home. No, you have to put it in writing. You have to sign the paperwork. So for any of you out there who've already visited an attorney, but you haven't gotten back to sign it, no good. You've got to get back there and you've got to sign the documents or they do not count for anything.
You know, I've had clients ask me that at the end of the meeting and they'll say, okay, well, great. These drafts look really good. Do we need to sign them now? You know, will this still cover us if something were to happen before we sign them? And I mean that's the point exactly. And until they're signed, they're
just paper.
They're just paper.
So isn't that amazing to consider how powerful we are? That you can actually set your intentions and put them into motion just by having these documents prepared. By the way, do not download anything from the internet and think you have a plan. But when you go to the estate planning attorney and you get your documents done, look how powerful you are. Now, it doesn't mean everything we plan will come to pass. We know that. But without a plan, disaster strikes.
We're talking with Marguerite Lorenz. She is partner at Lorenz Fiduciary Services. She is the host of Estate Planning 101. The website is estateplanning101.org. That's the website, estateplanning101.org. And as you mentioned, I'll go back to that, as I think it's one of the most important aspects of this is the quality of life, which you touch on in the very first class.
It is that important.
I think it is.
If you can only make it to one day of my classes, come to the first day.
Right.
And you'll probably enjoy it so much, you'll be surprised at how much fun you have. Because we do try to put in a few jokes and have some fun with it and really get everybody going about the excitement I have. I am so excited when I know that people have completed their estate plans. I see the positive effect.
I'm going to pitch the website one more time, estateplanning101.org. Class one, your quality of life. And something that you also touched on, I want to go back to, is you're not selling anything, right? I mean, this is free information. And tell me what you told me about giving out names and contact informations of the people who show up.
Oh, well, none of our presenters receive any of the students' contact information. If a student wishes to work with one of our presenters, and by the way, we have excellent estate planning attorneys, CPAs, geriatric care manager, financial advisor, fiduciary. We have these different professions represented. So if you decide that you like one of the speakers, you can call them, but they are never going to call you. And we did a new thing this year, Ryan. We actually taped the classes last summer. So we have videos. Those are for sale, and you can find them on our website. You can either get them in a DVD package or on a flash drive, along with our workbook. The workbook is almost as valuable as the classes themselves, in that at the end of each class, you have a chance to answer some questions that are relevant to you and you only. So it really helps you absorb the information. It helps you put it into motion and actually helps you at your meetings with the estate planning attorney and CPA and so on.
One more time, Marguerite Lorenz, estateplanning101.org. Class 1, quality of life. Class 2, advanced health care directive, durable power of attorney, and conservatorship. Now, those, at least the first two, are just documents, right? I mean, those can be, everybody needs to have that.
Everybody. And by the way, for the parents that have children that have just turned 18, your 18-year-olds need this advanced health care directive too. Just because you're their parent doesn't mean the hospital staff will let you in to see them or allow you to make decisions on their behalf. You know, they're not minors anymore. So yes, these are very basic documents. And we talk about the power of attorney as well, where you're giving someone agency, or they can be your agent to deal with things like Social Security payments, your IRA. Those things are typically not titled in the name of your trust. So we're actually starting with the basics, where a trust is not required. But if you have a body, you need a plan.
So when people leave class two, you direct them to get their health care directive and where they go to get the form, I would imagine?
Oh, no. I'm asking them to visit with an estate planning attorney.
That would be where they'd get the form.
Yes, because you can get statutory forms. I'm not saying you can't do it that way. I'm saying that these documents really should dovetail with each other and be treated as if they're all for the same family and have the same parties doing the work. So the problem with getting one-off documents, you get the power of attorney off online, you get the advanced healthcare directive through the state of California website, you can do that. But tying it together and having the plan actually work really requires a good estate planning attorney to help you think about it and then craft the documents like so.
Well, this is what I think is so unique. And Adam, maybe this will hit home with you, maybe it won't, but I also went to UCSD. I studied mechanical engineering. I studied all kinds of theory. And when I left there, I was very confident I could not make anything. Couldn't make anything. I mean, I could write numbers on a piece of paper, but translate it into something that was usable, it was all theory. And it wasn't until later that I got into something practical knowledge. So what I think is really unique here is that you guys aren't just teaching the theory, right? There is a way to leave these things, such as visiting one of the people here, where you can walk away with this package. It's not just a theory. It can have everything all together.
Well, we're not preparing the plans in class.
Sure.
What we're doing instead is we're arming all of our students with great questions to ask. Because understand that you're asking someone else to manage your life. So just think about your life for a moment. You probably have a car. You probably have someplace you live. You have personal belongings. You might be related to a few people. You have ideas about how things will go in your old age. I mean, that's enough to contemplate in terms of, do I need a trust? Do I not need a trust? But I'll tell you this, you could spend anywhere from $1,200 to $3,500 to get a decent estate plan, and it is worth every penny to keep your family out of probate, also to keep you at home if that's where you want to be, to keep you safe, to keep you financially safe. I would argue that financial elder abuse is entirely preventable if you get this plan in place and you know when to invoke your plan. So I'm really trying to cure financial elder abuse by teaching these topics.
Marguerite Lorenz here, partner at Lorenz Fiduciary Services. The website is estateplanning101.org. And remember those numbers, $1,200 to $3,500 for a plan. We're going to come back. That's going to come up again. And we're going to talk about probate and kind of weigh the differences ahead of us when we come back.
The San Diego Financial Literacy Center, showing San Diego families, the military, and our workforce how to make sound financial decisions. To learn more about the San Diego Financial Literacy Center, go to sdflc.org. That's sdflc.org.
Hi, it's Courtney with Five Star Escrow. If you provide five-star service, your escrow company should too. When you need fast, friendly, and accurate service, think Five Star Escrow. We're the escrow company of choice for the Friends of Real Talk San Diego, and we're committed to delivering a first-class experience when you need it most, at closing. Why settle for less? Five Star Escrow, getting your transactions closed and getting you paid on time. Visit us at fivestarescrow.com. That's fivestarescrow.com.
Hi, Jack Rowell here of Rowell Real Estate and host of Real Talk San Diego on ESPN 1700. I'm a certified negotiation expert with over 17 years of real estate experience. I can protect you when you're buying or selling a home. Here's one of my many satisfied customers, Josh from San Diego.
My family and I moved to San Diego to start a church. I didn't know a thing about real estate. Jack helped us find a beautiful home and negotiated a great price. He always made us feel protected, and he was never pushy.
Give me a call and let's talk about your options. No obligation. 619-507-7449. Don't forget to ask me for your free market analysis when you call 619-507-7449. That's 619-507-7449. And go to ESPNJack.com to search the San Diego Multiple Listing Service without signing up. That's ESPNJack.com. Goodbye and God bless.
There are lots of things in this world that are easy, like waking up from sleeping, being alive, taking a nap. Another thing that's easy is entering Corona's new Always Summer Sweepstakes. Just enter the code found on specially marked packages of Corona Extra and Corona Light on CoronaUSA.com, and you could win the very best parts of summer, like a cooler, a portable hammock, and premium sunglasses. So, just to reiterate how easy the Always Summer Sweepstakes is, it's as easy as blinking, yawning, standing completely still. We could think of more, but it's summertime. And we like to keep things easy around here. Corona, always summer. No purchase necessary. Residents of 50 U.S. and Washington, D.C., 21 plus only. Entries must be received by 11:59:59 a.m. ET 9:08:15 for last daily drawing. Void where prohibited. For complete details, visit CoronaUSA.com. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Just when you thought summer couldn't get any better, the Home Depot has up to 40% off select in-store patio furniture. So, let's show the back patio a little love for a lot less. Give it the attention it deserves and your friends the invitation they've been looking for. The party's on at your place. Let's do this. Up to 40% off select in-store patio furniture. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Products and price may vary by store.
Break in before we got to that, just to make my comments about the fire.
Yeah, you're the next one.
Baby. Welcome back, ESPN 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour. We've been talking with Marguerite Lorenz. We've been talking about her Estate Planning 101 seminars. The website estateplanning101.org. That's the website estateplanning101.org. Now we have with us Adam Sherry, and he is an attorney with Anderson Yoakum. The website, Anderson, Y-O-C-U-M, Anderson, Y-O-C-U-M. So Adam would fit into the picture here. He is one of the professionals that is represented with respect to the estate plan at the seminar, right? That's one of the things you will get is the estate plan comprehensive area in terms of conversation about, as you mentioned, bringing up questions that should be asked, right? So Let's really get specific on it. What is an estate plan, Adam?
Sure. You know, I'd love to comment on that. But, you know, before we move on to that, I just want to say, so I've gotten the chance to work with some of the graduates of the Estate Planning 101 program, pardon me. And they came into our appointment and asked excellent questions. They really knew what they were talking about. They identified specific issues that we needed to discuss. And it was really great to be working with clients who were so invested in their own estate plan and so well educated. So to return to your question, you know, an estate plan could be a variety of things. You know, sometimes people think of it in a more abstract sense, as in, you know, it's my plan. It's the concept of how I believe my assets will transfer to the people to whom I'd like them to go. Or it's, you know, what I assume will happen if I were to lose capacity, like if I were to go into a coma or something like that. And it's also a term that refers to a body of documents that is focused on implementing and making those goals and expectations a reality.
Like, for instance, you could create a trust for someone else's benefit. You know, so working with your attorney, and I want to stress the relationship. Yes, you can go to an attorney and get documents prepared, but what you really want is to meet with an attorney who cares about you as a person, who you feel you understand when they speak. You know, some of the legalese can be very intimidating.
Yeah.
And so developing the relationship, because you're going to come back every few years and update those documents.
And that's a good thing to think about when you're looking for somebody to work with. If you sit down in his or her office and he or she's not able to explain to you in very plain, straightforward English, that's a good reason to move on and look for somebody else, because that's their job. Right? Part of what they do is just translate legalese or some sort of doctrine into something that's very easy to understand. And you're entitled to that as their client and as somebody who's going to be working with them.
And you'll notice that the attorney never signs as the author of the document. You know, the trustor, the creator, you, who has the trust and estate planning documents put together, you are the author. You're utilizing the lawyer's skills to be sure that the provisions are written correctly and meet the current law. But I have to let you all know, law changes. And isn't it nice that we have attorneys that keep going to all that continuing education and keep brushing up to be sure that everything they draft is in good shape?
Yep. Well, you have here, and we're talking about, as you mentioned, Estate Planning 101 and the questions that would come from that. You've got here the 10 questions every estate plan should answer. And I would have to imagine there's way more than 10.
Most right? definitely.
There's way more than 10. But for now, we're going to make every attempt we can to focus on this 10. And you have here at the top of the list, have I nominated a guardian for my minor child?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I know that the parents out there spend so much time thinking about the well-being of their children, whether it's from, you know, policing what's in their food, making sure that their clothes don't have any pesticides or harmful dyes in them. And it's so easy to get focused on the everyday joy of living with that child. But one of the things that we really need to think about is, you know, who's going to look after the child after I pass away? Now, it's entirely possible that you and the child's other parent could pass away at the same time. I mean, it's a matter of, you know, a wonderful trip that went wrong on the way home or something like that. And another person is going to be given the legal authority to look after your child, both their being as well as the financial aspects of their life. And so first things first, people need to take time to share their wishes in a form that says, you know, if I'm not available and if my spouse is no longer available or no longer competent, you know, they could still be living but just not have the ability, then we would like the following persons to care for our children. And, you know, that's a document that the courts really respect. That is the best indication of, you know, who would best serve the needs of this child is, you know, an endorsement from that child's parent. And so putting it down on paper, having it written out, executing it in front of a notary is one of the best and most clear ways to make your wishes known.
And if you don't do it, the court decides who gets that job, whether you like that person or not.
Yeah, that's very real. I mean, I feel like we would not defer to the court to make decisions about raising our children in almost any capacity. So, you know, I definitely know that parents want to be involved in making that decision, and they can. It's just a matter of taking that step to execute a guardian nomination.
And another great thing about your attorney is that attorney will help you make that decision. You might have just a couple of candidates. You might not know what the criteria is or what questions to ask. That's where you really need your estate planning attorney to help you figure it out.
Yeah, that seems like a crucial, crucial step in the process. And I would imagine there are lots and lots of people out there that have not nominated a guardian for their minor children yet.
It's amazing. I mean, plenty of them have taken steps like executing a will. They've made sure that they're investing in their retirement accounts. And it's just something that's really easy to overlook. So I'm glad that we had the opportunity to kind of recognize that as the top of the list as something that needs to be done to safeguard the future of our children.
Talk with Adam Sherry with Anderson Yoakum. The website, AndersonYoakum.com, AndersonYoakum.com, Anderson Yoakum. 10 questions every estate plan should answer. And we talked about one, nominating a guardian for your minor child. Number two, I have a will. Is that enough to transfer my assets after my death?
Great question. And, you know, first things first, wills are important and they are excellent documents. So in response to the question, it's not enough to actually transfer the assets to the persons to whom you'd like them to go after your death. It could be sufficient as far as identifying who the assets should be distributed to, but the process of actually transferring ownership from your estate to the people that you would like them to be distributed to requires court intervention. And it's the big P word that plenty of people have heard, and it's earned its bad reputation. You know, before those assets will actually be distributed to the people that you identified, you're going to have to run it through probate. And I mean, probate's not fun for anybody. There's really no question about
that. And to keep it really simple, probate is expensive and takes a long time. As an example, on a $1 million estate, the minimum fees you would pay for a personal representative and attorney add up to $46,000. That's just to have the people involved that have to do it. And by the way, the attorney and personal representative don't pick that price. It's actually in the law. So you don't get to negotiate it either. It's much better to get a good estate plan in the first place rather than have to have your family spend that much money.
Yeah, spend the money. And well, especially when we think about it in the context of an alternative cost. As you identified, a complete estate plan can cost anywhere between $1,200, $3,500. So there, it's a pretty easy argument from a dollars and cents perspective. Additionally, you identified the fact that it takes time. And more than that, it's also public. You know, I feel like a lot of people don't really understand that about the probate process, but documents will be submitted to the court and put into the court record, which is available to the public. And so some of those documents include the terms of your will. So this document that you probably kept close to your chest while you were alive is now going to be ultimately, you know, available to anybody who will take the time to look it up. Furthermore, there's going to be a list of all the assets in your estate upon your death. And, you know, financial information is something that people are willing to talk about with trusted advisors, but it's definitely not part of just, you know, normal conversation. And so all of the details regarding all of your assets will be put out there in the public sphere, which is a very unpleasant aspect of probate.
And why that matters is because now the world knows exactly how much your children have to spend on whatever products they're selling. Addresses are made public. Ages are made public. Possible identification information is made public. So if you really want to protect your family, probate is not the way to do it.
No, it certainly doesn't sound like more expensive, longer, public. I mean, as you mentioned, there's no upside.
There really isn't. I can't think of a single client that we've had who, after we closed a probate estate, had said, "Wow, that worked out really great. Thank you, Adam."
Well, they probably thank you that it was done.
Absolutely.
But
you know,
it's over.
But we have plenty of clients who will say that exact line when they finish executing their estate plan,
of course.
They're able to say, "Thank you. You know, we've been putting this off for a long time. I feel like there's a certain weight off my shoulders." And it's true. People walk out of the office feeling pretty good.
And I've gotten that kind of thank you after an estate settlement through this estate planning process, and then I do the work and the beneficiaries thank me because they didn't have to do any of the work and they
Absolutely.
Got their checks.
Right, right. Well, so to sum up, will is not enough.
It's not enough.
It is not.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I do like about this sentence, and I guess I'm making the assumption that you're doing the will currently, is that when you go in to meet with your professional doing your will, one would think they would advise you that it is not enough. Now, if you did a will 30 years ago, maybe things have changed in your life. But if you are sitting down and actually seeing someone to write the will, I would certainly hope they'd bring it up.
And Absolutely. There's one more thing. The will only operates after your death. So
sure.
If you needed emergency bill paying or you need someone to get into your apartment because you're in the hospital, the will does nothing.
Does nothing.
And you know, the differentiation between documents or part of your plan that takes over after your death and the other part of your plan, which is necessary to deal with, you know, lifetime events, is one of the things that's highlighted and explained very well in the Estate Planning 101 program, because there really is a difference and there's documents that are required for both.
We're talking with attorney Adam Sherry. He's with Anderson Yoakum. The website, AndersonYOCUM.com. When we come back, we're going to hear more about Estate Planning 101 from Marguerite Lorenz. Ahead of us, we come back.
The San Diego Financial Literacy Center, a local nonprofit providing free financial workshops about consumer finance, credit, real estate, and more. To learn how the San Diego Financial Literacy Center can help you, go to sdflc.org.
Hi, it's Courtney with Five Star Escrow. If you provide five-star service, your escrow company should too. When you need fast, friendly, and accurate service, think Five Star Escrow. We're the escrow company of choice for the Friends of Real Talk San Diego, and we're committed committed to delivering a first-class experience when you need it most. At closing, why settle for less? Five Star Escrow, getting your transactions closed and getting you paid on time. Visit us at fivestarescrow.com. That's fivestarescrow.com.
Hi, Jack Rowell here of Rowell Real Estate and host of Real Talk San Diego on ESPN 1700. I'm a certified negotiation expert with over 17 years of real estate experience. I can protect you when you're buying or selling a home. Here's one of my many satisfied customers, Josh from San Diego.
My family and I moved to San Diego to start a church. I didn't know a thing about real estate. Jack helped us find a beautiful home and negotiated a great price. He always made us feel protected, and he was never pushy.
Give me a call and let's talk about your options. No obligation. 619-507-7449. Don't forget to ask me for your free market analysis when you call 619-507-7449. That's 619-507-7449. And go to ESPNJack.com to search the San Diego Multiple Listing Service without signing up. That's ESPNJack.com. Goodbye and God bless.
Performance Bicycle, where great rides begin, has created an event so big, there's only one way to say it. Everything's on sale. Now through Sunday, everything's on sale. Everything, over 3,000 items reduced for this once-a-year event. Every road, mountain, neighborhood, and kids bike on sale. Every helmet, jersey, short, shoe, part, accessory on sale. Plus, doorbusters up to 70% off. Performance Bicycle's Everything's on Sale event ends Sunday. Go to performancebike.com for locations. Some exclusions may apply. Visit performancebike.com. Come for details.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. The Philadelphia Phillies had to do something. They couldn't keep heading in the direction of a 100-loss season, keep playing in an empty ballpark, and not take a step in the right direction. Apparently, that step will be Andy McPhail, which is almost certainly a good move. McPhail's an experienced baseball man who has run good teams and bad teams, and he will be charged with deciding the future of general manager Ruben Amaro and manager Ryne Sandberg. Chances are that Amaro, at best, might retain his title, with McPhail making the final decisions on baseball moves. Sandberg's a harder call because he's been dealt such a bad hand since taking over late in the 2013 season. With Pat Gillick staying on in a consulting role, there should be plenty of baseball brain power to go about rebuilding. Even so, this job won't be an easy one. I'm John Feinstein.
There are a lot of things in this world that are easy, like seeing your reflection in the mirror, breathing, standing completely still. Another thing that's easy is entering Corona's new Always Summer Sweepstakes. Just enter the code found on specially marked packages of Corona Extra and Corona Light on CoronaUSA.com, and you could win the very best parts of summer, like a cooler, a portable hammock, and premium sunglasses. So, just to reiterate how easy the Always Summer Sweepstakes is, it's as easy as having a name, wearing a shirt, living on Earth. We could think of more, but it's summertime, and we like to keep things easy around here. Corona, always summer. No purchase necessary. Residents of 50 U.S. and Washington, D.C., 21 plus only. Entries must be received by 11:59:59 a.m. ET 9:08:15 for last daily drawing. Void where prohibited. For complete details, visit CoronaUSA.com. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. ESPN 1700 AM, the Real Estate Radio Hour. We've been talking with Adam Sherry. He is an attorney with Anderson Yoakum, talking about the 10 questions every estate plan should answer. We really only made it through one and two, and we'll be back for some more of those. And keep in mind, there are way more than 10, mm-hmm. but these are the big 10, and we will get back to that. Going to shift gears a little bit, but you know, really not that much. We're still talking about estate planning. Marguerite Lorenz talking about estate planning 101. Her classes, four sessions, eight classes. We briefly got through one and two, right? Session one.
And what you need to know is our classes are Tuesday, Thursday from 9 a.m. to noon. You can get more details on the website, estateplanning101.org. You know, our mission is to provide you with better questions to ask about your own estate plan and to teach you how to work effectively with ethical professionals and how to find them, by the way, and to empower you to maintain your quality of life to the very end. You know, you have to think of your estate plan as your oxygen mask. You know the rule of the oxygen mask, right? You guys have been on airplanes. The idea is that you have to put your own mask on first before you start thinking about other people, or you may not be able to help them very much. Same thing with your estate plan. You really have to put yourself first. After all, it's your money. It's your life.
You know, if I could comment on that as well, because that really rings true. And one of the best things about taking the time to create your own estate plan is that it reduces the stress on the other people in your family, because they don't have to engage in these really thoughtful conversations regarding, I wonder what mom would have wanted, or I wonder what dad would have wanted, because you take the time to lay out exactly what you want. And then the people who are still around are there to just say, hey, I'm just making mom's wishes, you know, come to fruition, or I'm doing what dad would have wanted me to do. And there's not a whole bunch of argument over what a person would have wanted, because you lay it out very clearly in that plan. And that's worked out very well.
Right. And if you want your children to serve, let's give them a chance to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't serve you effectively if you don't do this planning in advance. So I just want to let you know, our next class is up on July 14th. That's the first Tuesday of the class. So it's July 14th and 16th, and then 21st and 23rd. Don't worry if you can't make it to all of them. And if you're somewhere too far away from San Diego, you know, check out the website. I think you'll find some really great information there.
So all the information is downloadable on the website.
Well, the classes are not. You can purchase a DVD set or a flash drive so that you can watch the classes in your own living room with your own workbook.
But you get them through the website. Where do I go to buy them?
That's where you order them. Yes, you go to the website, and that's where you'd order them. Sorry, for those that are not so technologically advanced like me, downloading means that you can actually just use your computer or watch it on your phone. We're not quite there yet, folks, but at least there's a DVD or a flash drive to choose.
Got it. Okay, so I pay and you mail me something.
That's right.
Got it.
The old-fashioned way.
Well, sort of old-fashioned. I mean, we're not talking stone tablets here, right? So let's go over that one more time. July 14th, 16th, 21st, and 23rd.
Correct.
Do I have that right? KPBS, look at this, KPBS Studio?
That's right, the Shiley Studio. And that's on the campus of San Diego State University. Go Aztecs. And sorry, guys, I know. You're UCSU, but, you know, Aztecs. Let's go. So anyway, I think it'll be a lot of fun. And we have parking arranged, and everything's going to be easy. Just go ahead and register for class, and we'll send you all the directions.
So you mentioned it before, but I'm going to say it again. You don't have to go to all of them, right? If for whatever reason you're going to make it to one or two, it's better than nothing.
That's
correct. And so let's talk about session two. Session two, you have on here estate planning basics and advanced estate planning. I mean, we kind of touched on that, but let's hit it one more time.
Well, you know, you already have an estate plan, whether you know it or not. And so we want to illuminate you as far as what you've got going already. And if you don't make a plan, don't worry. The state of California has a plan for you. But the idea is that you probably have some accounts which you've already designated a beneficiary. And so we give you the secrets of tying this all together to be sure that your plan operates the way that you want it to. By the time we get to an advanced estate planning, that particular class, you have a much better understanding of how the documents work individually, how they work together. I'd like you to think of your documents as different tools in the same toolbox. You know, we'd never use a hammer where a screwdriver would do. You know, the idea is that, and I hope you appreciate that as a mechanical engineer, it is not a theory, it is true. We need the right tools for the right job. And so we teach you about that in those classes.
Got it. Okay, so session one, session two, session three, charitable giving and the benefits.
This is one of the classes where we teach you something that no one else teaches. We actually do a comparison between reverse mortgage and charitable gift annuity. You do not want to miss this class. I get it. You may feel like you've done enough charitable giving. You don't want to be asked for anything. I get it. But you need this information. Too many people are enrolling in reverse mortgages because they look easy and because they're being sold to them with these huge marketing budgets. But the fact is that you may actually have a way where you're not only getting money out of the equity of your home, you not only get to stay in your home really until you die, and you can even rent it out, but you can actually get a tax deduction. You've got to learn about this. You've got to find out about it. It's just too important not to know.
Talk with Marguerite Lorenz. We're talking about Estate Planning 101. The website is estateplanning101.org. That's the website, estateplanning101.org. And I want you to say it again, Marguerite, because I think it was important enough to reiterate. What are the two things you're comparing?
The charitable gift annuity and reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgage is a lending product. You're paying a huge amount of interest to borrow money from yourself. And you could do that if you want to, but it really chips away at what you have left to give to your kids. A charitable gift annuity, well, in a sense, you're giving your house away anyway, but this way you actually get a tax deduction. You get so much more for the dollar, and they pay you for the value of your home. But at the same time, did you know that on reverse mortgage, that if you vacate the house, like to go to assisted living, or you're gone from the home too long, they can seize the house?
Sure. Certainly a due on, let's call it sale clause, although it's not a sale. It is based, the insurance policy, which is kind of what they call it, is based on you residing in the home as your primary residence. That's absolutely the case.
That's right. Yeah. So you have to occupy the home.
You have to occupy the home.
But you know, that's not always practical.
Sure. Of course.
You know, so if I had the option to still get a check every month, but instead being able to rent out the house as well, mm-hmm. that sounds better to me. So I want to see that comparison. And then in class six, we really get into the differences between a salesman and advisor where financial advice is concerned. This is a very powerful class, and we get a chance to explore and think about how we select the right professionals to work with.
Yeah, I can imagine it is very common to find someone slipping into that salesman's role and identifying how people are compensated, so you avoid that, if that's what you want to do. I mean, not everybody want to avoid that, but if that's what you want to do, figuring out exactly how the money flows, whether you're a fee, you know, whether someone's a fee based or they're taking it based on a product they're selling. Nobody wants to be sold out there, right? How does one navigate that water?
Well, it's important to come to class because it's so much more than I can cover right now. But the idea is that you need to find out how this person gets paid and who pays them. That's a very key piece of information. But also, is this person only asking about what you have to spend on this particular financial product? Or are they asking you about what real estate you have and what your plans are and what your life looks like? Big differences between a salesman and an advisor. By the time we get into our last session, we're talking about serving as a trustee. So again, if you're expecting your children to serve you in this role, worse, you think they're all going to be happy about being co-trustee, you really need this class. Because this is when we talk about how all of this works together and with the actual work being done. And I think you'll find it really fun and interesting.
And you know, one just small fact that often slips through the cracks when it comes to serving as a trustee, and you know, the person that you nominate to serve as a trustee is personally financially liable. So when you're thinking about who you want to nominate to serve in that position, you really need to think long and hard whether they're up to that challenge, because if they execute the position poorly, there could be very serious consequences for their life.
And if they're not credit worthy, they may not be bondable. And very few of us really know what our children's credit standings might be, or even if they've ever balanced a checkbook. So we're asking someone we love to be trusted with finances. Those two things don't often mix. It may not be a reasonable expectation.
So tell us a little bit about the speakers that'll be there. You mentioned a couple of the different professionals, but go through a more comprehensive list for us briefly here.
So in the first class, we have a geriatric care manager. This is someone who's been certified through examination and through an association as to having the skills. And by the way, geriatric means 55 and over. We have myself, a California licensed professional fiduciary. We have estate planning attorneys, CPAs, planned giving director, and financial advisor. And I change up our speakers. Adam's had the opportunity to speak for the program and did a great job. And so I continue to find great people and introduce them to my students and bring them forward with their knowledge and their personal experience. The outlines are standard and they're filled with great information, and each of these speakers really add their own experience to it.
And you know, I feel really comfortable echoing something that Marguerite said earlier, that the professionals that are participating really aren't there to sell. Marguerite has, you know, done a lot of work in developing the program to come up with a real curriculum that really highlights these issues that need to be discussed. So when a presenter comes in, you know, he or she doesn't necessarily dedicate 25, 35, 50% of their time to talking about, you know, their own business and pitching their services, because there's a real curriculum that needs to get through. I mean, the level of education, I said this as just the best compliment I could have delivered. The level of comprehension was very high, and the knowledge being transferred was really useful. And so I thought it was definitely a worthwhile program to participate in. And I really, you know, as a professional who's participated, I want to emphasize the fact that Marguerite said that the professionals that participate aren't there to sell their services, and they really aren't, because we have too much real material to get through during that time.
Well, let's give a shout out to the charities that back this.
Yes, wonderful charities. And Debbie Rossi, thank you if you're listening. Salvation Army has been just terrific. KPBS, the American Red Cross, and California State University of San Marcos. What a team. What an amazing group of people. And they believe in the program, and they've told their donors about it, and they continue to get the word out for us.
Wow. One more time. The class, estateplanning101.org. We briefly touched on a variety of the topics. Estateplanning101.org is the website. Go there. Find out all the information. Classes start July 14th, this most recent round. You had one also in June.
Yes.
Right? Obviously, we've missed that.
Yes.
So July 14th, 16th, 21st, and 23rd. The website, estateplanning101.org. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Adam Sherry about the questions every estate plan should answer. Ahead of us, when we come back.
The San Diego Financial Literacy Center, showing San Diego families, the military, and our workforce how to make sound financial decisions. To learn more about the San Diego Financial Literacy Center, go to sdflc.org. That's sdflc.org.
Hi, it's Courtney with Five Star Escrow. If you provide five-star service, your escrow company should too. When you need fast, friendly, and accurate service, think Five Star Escrow. We're the escrow company of choice for the friends of Real Talk San Diego, and we're committed to delivering a first-class experience when you need it most. At closing, why settle for less? Five Star Escrow, getting your transactions closed and getting you paid on time. Visit us at fivestarescrow.com. That's fivestarescrow.com.
Hi, Jack Rowell here of Rowell Real Estate and host of Real Talk San Diego on ESPN 1700. I'm a certified negotiation expert with over 17 years of real estate experience. I can protect you when you're buying or selling a home. Here's one of my many satisfied customers, Josh from San Diego.
My family and I moved to San Diego to start a church. I didn't know a thing about real estate. Jack helped us find a beautiful home and negotiated a great price. He always made us feel protected, and he was never pushy.
Give me a call and let's talk about your options. No obligation. 619-507-7449. Don't forget to ask me for your free market analysis when you call 619-507-7449. That's 619-507-7449. And go to ESPNJack.com to search the San Diego Multiple Listing Service without signing up. That's ESPNJack.com. Goodbye and God bless.
When your AC stops blowing cold air, find relief during O'Reilly Auto Parts Murray AC Month. While you may need to eventually service your AC, get immediate relief with InterDynamics R134a refrigerant with leak sealer. Buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thank you for the effort. Thank you for the dedication. Thank you for believing. Thank you for thinking about Mexico. Thanks to all the Mexicans that voted. Thanks to all who helped organize the biggest elections in the country's history. National Electoral Institute, INE. Take a look around. Pay attention. You may not know it, but there are Mexicans that regularly risk their lives to protect you. They are members of the Mexican Army and Air Force. Their passion is to serve Mexico. Their satisfaction is fulfilling their duty. Mexican Army and Air Force, together, they are Mexico's great strength. Secretary of National Defense, Government of the Republic.
Services, talking about Estate Planning 101, which she hosts. Estate Planning 101 coming up here July 14th, 16th, 21st, and 23rd. Go to the website. If you can't make it, you can get all the classes sent to you via DVD or right. thumb drive, right?
Right.
So you can study at home.
And we'll mail it to you.
Mail it to you. Okay. Adam Sherry, attorney with Anderson Yoakum. We're going to talk about estate planning a little bit more in depth. The 10 questions every estate plan should answer. We got through, well, one and two. Who's going to take care of my kid? And, well, kind of who's going to take care of my stuff? I mean, in some convoluted sense. That's, you know, yep. who's going to transfer my ass? Is it will enough to transfer my assets? So how much money do I have to have? And let's use the word money in terms of estate, which what can be in one's estate? Because it's not just bank accounts, right? What can be in someone's estate?
Anything that you own of value.
So everything.
Everything that you everything. Own of value.
So how much stuff, how much value of stuff do I need to have in order to justify creating a trust?
That's a great question. And I feel like it's a very good question because of the nature of the vehicle that we're talking about, which is a trust. I've had two clients in the last just 2 or 3 months who have said, wow, I didn't think that we had enough money to justify creating a trust. And, you know, it's not a matter of being a Rockefeller and creating a trust that's going to live on for the next 100 years. It's really a matter of avoiding probate. For the most part, if your trust is if your estate is not a taxable estate, so if it's under, you know, $10 to $11 million, our goal in creating a trust is just avoiding probate. You know, the terrible probate that we talked about before the break. The whole purpose by creating a trust is to outline what you'd like to happen and then put it in place so that you don't even have to check in with a court at all after you pass away. It's all owned by the trust, and the trust has instructions as far as how to distribute it. Now, that doesn't answer the question, right? So how much do you have to have in the way of money before you should be creating a trust? If you own real property, you should create a trust. Real property requires a probate if it's not held in a trust, if it has a value of over $25,000. And I'm tempted to challenge your listeners to find real property in San Diego County other than some sort of a bizarre easement that has a value of under $25,000. And that's not equity. That's a market value. So if you have real property, you should have a trust. If you have over $150,000 in assets, you should have a trust. Because if you have under $150,000 in assets, there's steps that can be taken to transfer that without necessarily going through probate. But as soon as you're over that $150,000 mark, or if you own real property, you're going to need a trust or else you're going to end up in probate.
And that would include your IRA, your bank accounts, the jewelry that you own potentially. I mean, just your personal property gets included in this total. And so you have to kind of look at the whole picture. And that's why you really need your estate planning attorney's help, because you might not realize how wealthy you are. I really had an eye-opening experience when I got my trust done, and I realized that I'm actually worth something. So if you believe in abundance or law of attraction, get the estate plan. Wow, do things really grow from there?
So I would say it would be difficult to find a habitable structure that has a market value of under $25,000 in the United States anywhere. I mean, I'm not going to say it doesn't exist, but pretty rare. That it so basically, if you own real estate just about anywhere in the United States, you're going to need, there's going to be need. Right?
Absolutely.
Right. And if you are the kind of person who just likes to put your cash under the mattress and you're all liquid, $150,000 mm-hmm. is the magic number. So this still pretty much encompasses everybody.
It really does.
Right. And to really simplify it, you can either go through probate and go through court or have your own instructions listed over your signature. I mean, it really is that simple. You need to have written instructions that you chose and you signed, and you avoid court.
And as we talked about, you also avoid all the costs associated with probate. You avoid the time, and you avoid the public nature of probate. And you know, and when we say time, it's really a positive thing to be able to work with families after somebody has passed away, because you know, we've taken the steps while a person was alive to fund the trust appropriately, because that's the other big part, was to fund the trust appropriately so that we can take care of things like paying the bills. We can take care of things like, you know, making sure that the gardener gets paid so that the house continues to retain its value. And that's not a matter of waiting until we get approval from the court. It's the wheels are already in motion. You've set them in motion during your life.
Talking with Adam Sherry, he's an attorney here with Anderson Yoakum, talking about the 10 questions every estate plan should answer. And he just prompted me to skip number 4 here and move on to number 5 here. Have I properly funded my trust? So I walk into your office, I get this awesome stack of papers, we sign it, it's really cool. I go home, I set it on the shelf. That's good enough, right?
It's not.
What?
Well, I mean, I'm tempted to say yes because you just called our stack of papers really cool, right? And what they do is extremely cool. But no, it's not. If you fail to actually transfer title to your house into the name of your trust, you're going to be back in the probate situation. And that's exactly what you're trying to avoid. And so when meeting with an estate planning attorney, you need to ask, is that one of the services that they're going to provide? And is it part of the fee that they're going to charge?
Talking with Adam Sherry here. He is with Anderson Yoakum, talking about the 10 questions every estate plan should answer. We really only got through about 4 of them. Website, AndersonYoakum.com. More information there. Certainly reach out to Adam directly, AndersonYoakum.com. Also spoke with Marguerite Lorenz, 5-time repeat offender, and now TV personality as well. Yes. She is partnered with Lorenz Fiduciary Services. Go to her website, estateplanning101.org, estateplanning101.org. I want to thank you both for joining us.
Thank you. It was really fun.
Thank you for having me.
Until next week.